Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've got here a copy of one of the Hindu scriptures known as the Upanishads, and I'm going to be reading from the Prashna Upanishad, verse number 8, where it says, "The organ of excretion and what is excreted, the feet and what they walk on, the mind and what it thinks, the intellect and what it knows, the ego and what it grasps, the heart and what it loves, the light and what it reveals. All things in life find their rest in the self in dreamless sleep." So if you read that carefully, you'll notice that it talks about the organ of excretion and what is excreted. You know, it's talking about dung, excrement. The organ of excretion and what is excreted find their rest in the self in dreamless sleep. So according to the Upanishads, your dung, your excrement, finds its rest in the self, in dreamless sleep. Well, that makes sense because later on in this book, it says, "The sage contemplating these sets of five discovered that everything is holy." Everything's holy. You know, dung is holy, anything. Let's see what the Bible says. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 8 through 11, the Bible reads, "And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that you may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses." So the Bible's telling the priests here not to drink wine or strong drink, because if they do, they're not going to be able to properly put a difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. The Bible commands over and over again to teach the people the difference between that which is clean and that which is not clean. But according to the Upanishads, everything's holy, right? And, you know, you'd have to be drinking some strong drink in order to believe that the organ of excretion and that which is excreted find their rest in the self in dreamless sleep. I mean, you'd have to be high on soma or smoking some kind of opiate or something in order to believe that that's really the word of God or that that's really true. But the Bible's really clear that, you know, that which is dung, that which is unclean should be washed off. It should be put without the camp. It's unsanitary. It's unholy and so forth. But according to the Upanishads, everything's holy, including dung itself. Not to mention the fact that dung is an inanimate object. It's not alive. It doesn't have a soul. But according to the Upanishads, dung seems to need to find rest. You know, I didn't even know that dung was restless in the first place. Why would it need to find rest in the self, in dreamless sleep? This is nonsense. The Bible says the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And these so-called sages of the Upanishads, they're not wise. They're teaching lies. They're teaching foolishness. And the God of the Bible has real wisdom for those who look within its pages.